highs of 9 to 14 degrees. Today, FM News will have more at 3.
Ben, thanks indeed. Good afternoon.
Ray Foley.
Good afternoon, Ben.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
I'm in the middle of my harmonies
I'm
over here.
I'm ad-libbing.
You're pooping all over my harmonies.
You're stepping on my toes.
You're harmony pooping. Hey, stop pooping. Let's do some radio. This is Dylan Moran. Dylan Moran, as some people inaccurately. Have you seen Dylan Moran recently?
I have.
Is this video of him on Australian television? Is this recent?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Dylan Moran has found the elixir of life.
Is it those glasses of red wine he used to drink on stage during his sets, Rage?
He would drink red wine or he'd drink pints of Guinness, wouldn't he? Oh, no, hang on. It was Johnny Vegas that drink pints of Guinness, isn't it? I think Dylan Moran would drink wine. Was that affected then, the whole sort of tipsy...
He was never that drunk.
I swear to God, look up Dylan Moran 2023. Dylan Moran 2023. He looks great. Images, hang on. Dylan Moran looks great.
He does look good, doesn't he?
I know.
Some of those photographs now, I'm on Google Images here. Some of those have got to be dated at this stage.
Look up a recent photograph. Hang on. Europe, Australia and NZ Tour 2023. That photograph there. Look at him there. He's either had work done or he's de-aging.
That's the Mediterranean lifestyle, the glass of red wine, right?
Maybe that's that one glass a day business. Mm. I tell you what, I have 15 glasses a day. I should look a lot younger than
that. Look about 15.
Look like an infant. I should still be in nappies. You know, in fairness, 15 glasses a day. Yeah. Some days I am.
Better safe than sorry.
Don't want to take any chances. Oh, hang on. I thought it was just wind. This is Dylan Moran talking about the internet on Australian television. I guess promoting his Australian tour. Have a listen. Have a listen.
Do you think it's made the world worse, the internet? Or better?
I think it's made it worse, but that's only because I remember the other time. So obviously whatever happened before the time you're in was better.
But if you had a chance, you would turn it off?
If I had a chance, I would turn the internet off and not tell anybody where I'd put it. I don't think life is better with it. You can find things better. I mean, you know, if that's what you're into, looking for stuff.
Searching.
Yeah.
Some not finding.
We're always searching, but now we have the illusion that we're finding it.
I know he's laughing and it's all a joke and the audience are laughing and stuff, but I think he's right.
Yeah.
If we didn't have the internet, we'd probably remember stuff easier. We'd remember things and we wouldn't be, like when you take a notion on the couch that like, I need an Apple, this happened to me last night, I need a charging dock for an Apple Pencil for an iPad. Right?
Okay.
So I just went and bought it without thinking, mindlessly just went, found it, like Dylan Moran says, found it, ordered it, and now it's in the post to me. And did I need it? I don't think I needed it.
Do you miss the days of the old rotary phones, Ray? The house phone.
Do you know what I miss?
What's that?
Bourbon creams.
Oh no, we're back there again.
Do you remember the mint biscuit? Do you remember the Viscounts?
No.
Do you remember Fat Frogs? Launch day 242 this afternoon.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
And it's a new total. There was no answer yet. Kesha, TikTok, this is Today FM. That's a great song. I don't care what anybody says. That's a great song. Woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. You can do the P. Diddy bit, right? I'll be the Kesha bit. And you do the P.
Yeah.
I do the Kesha bit, you do the P. Diddy bit, right? Is it woke up or wake up, actually, she says. Sorry. Let me just verify for a second. Hang on. Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Yo, what up, girl?
Isn't that hey, what up, girl?
No, it's yo.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Oh, it's hey, what up, girl? Yeah, okay. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this right, okay? Please hold. Kesha. She's got a new album coming out soon, JP.
Gag Order. I think it's coming out in the next couple of days.
Cool. Looking forward to that. Mm. But make sure once it comes in, forward it on to me, will you?
Okay.
Because I want to go through the tracks.
It's her latest drop, Ray.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses. I'm out the door. I'm going to hit this city. you need to say let's go now.
Am I in there twice?
I think so, yeah. What it says here.
I thought I had one line.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Put on my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city before I...
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm going to hit this city.
Let's go.
Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, you know what?
What?
I ain't coming back.
He's out.
He's all here. I'm out.
He's out.
You're out. When you're out, you're out. I don't go out anymore. When I go out, out. By the way, Pamela Joyce invited us out on Friday evening.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. She'll be going, pints, pints. I said, I'll have to check with my other half, and I also need to check with my wife.
Hello.
How you doing?
I have a date with the physio, so maybe after that.
I was in the physio this morning, actually.
Look at us.
I've had a very busy morning.
Fan jacks.
I did Ireland AM this morning with Voldemort, with she who will not be named.
Absolute disaster zone, yeah.
Here's the thing. It was with Muireann O'Connell.
Yeah.
And they called me in to fill in. I thought I was Tommy Bowe's fill-in. I have up to this point been Tommy Bowe's fill-in.
Right.
But now, if Tommy Bowe is off, Alan Hughes takes this, I suppose, the second chair. And then they call Katya, who is the new girl on weekends. They call Katya in. Katya. K-A-T-J-A. Katya. They call Katya in.
Mm.
So then I'm, technically then, I suppose, I'm Katya's fill-in.
Right, it's a long enough list, that.
Katya's away, so I'm in. Technically, actually, first of all, Tommy has to be off. And then if Tommy's off and Alan's off, this morning Alan was in Punchestown. And then if Katya's off, she's away on holidays apparently, then they have a trained golden Labrador that they call then after that.
Okay, was he in getting his shots or something?
I don't know exactly what it was.
Okay, he's getting dewormed. Yeah.
But whatever the story, they have a trained golden Labrador. That they call, and if the trained golden Labrador is not available, then they call. Have you ever heard of a Beanie Boo?
A Beanie Boo.
A Beanie Boo.
Sounds like a child's toy.
It's a child's toy, right? So if Tommy Bowe is off,
Tommy's gone,
and Alan is away.
Alan's away.
And Katya is away on holidays.
Not an option.
And a trained golden Labrador.
Labrador's gone.
Named Goldie.
Goldie's gone.
Getting his shots, and a Beanie Boy Boo stuffed children's toy is not available. Then what they do is they ask a pair of 2 day old Weetabix that have been left in the bowl with milk on them. For 2 days.
At room temperature.
They've been... here's the thing. You were eating the Weetabix in your bedroom and you were too lazy to take them down to the kitchen. So that they've been sitting there, the two mushy Weetabix.
Mm.
And if the two mushy Weetabix that have been sitting there in the milk for 2 days are not available...
Yeah.
Then Ray Foley gets the call.
Okay.
So I was delighted to cover on Ireland AM this morning. Always available. While a pair of mushy Weetabix will say no... A pair of mushy Weetabix would be like, nah, I'm not in the mood for Muireann O'Connell tomorrow morning. At that hour of the morning. Who is? Ray Foley is. That's who. Text back immediately and go, I'll be there with bells on. What time do you need me? I'll be in the makeup chair from 3 a.m. Actually, so a great crack on Ireland AM this morning. I think there were 15 complaints. Official, email complaints.
That's
which,
good going.
That's good
yeah.
numbers for me.
Yeah.
That's pretty low for me, percentage-wise. And wrecked now. Delighted, though, to be asked after the Weetabix, the dog, the Beanie Boo.
Katya.
The Weetabix. Did I mention the Weetabix?
You did.
Tommy Bowe. Alan Hughes. Can you hear it in me? Can you hear the tiredness?
Yeah, I can see it.
I was dreading it, actually, because I went to... look at me, like, I'm dreading... You know, you can't put this on the telly. So I went and bought a new jumper, which I wore this morning. Did you like it?
It's a cardigan more than a
jumper.
It's
a cardigan, yeah. And I went to the barber's. I went into the barbers yesterday, not for a proper haircut, but for a pre-going on the telly haircut, because I didn't need a haircut.
Just to tidy up.
In any other circumstances, I wouldn't have needed a haircut. Mm. So I went to the barbers and said, look, I'm on the telly tomorrow morning. I just need to tidy up. So it's only to like just the back and sides, tidy it up so it just looks like it's been recently done. But I don't need you to do anything on the top or anything. That's fine. Mm. And he said, do you want me to do the beard as well? Because you're going to be on the telly. And I look quite scruffy, you know, with the beard. I look unkempt.
And you said, yeah, give me the Muireann O'Connell.
I said, what do the Weetabix usually go for? So I said, yeah, what do you do with the beard? He said, I just give it a little tidy up, but like, you'll still have a beard. So I said, all right, I've never done this before. I've seen people in the barbers getting their beards done, sure, but I've never gotten it done before. Because I've always felt sort of self-conscious and weird and don't ask for the beard or whatever. Men, other men, are you like this in the barbers? You're like, oh God, don't ask for anything. Just say the bare minimum of words to the barber. And to ask for the beard would be just crossing the line. It'd be too much. You'd feel like a fool. So he says, I'll do the beard for you. We'll do the hair first and then I'll do the beard for you. I says, grand. So he chops, does the hair, blah, 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 whatever. And then he takes out this thing for the back of the chair, for the top of the top of the back of the chair.
A headrest?
Yeah. And he says, lie back there and I'll push you back. Or I'll recline you. So he does that tss, 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 and I end up lying back like this, right? And...
Did you fall asleep?
No.
What happened?
I've got this thing. I can't, around my Adam's apple, around my neck area. Mm. I can't have anyone touch it. Not my wife, not my children, not the nearest. I can barely touch it myself.
You feel like somebody's gonna karate chop you right in the neck.
I just feel very vulnerable. I can't even on a plane. I can't fall asleep with my head back like that.
You can't expose the area.
I just have this awful thing about specifically all around my neck, under here. Yeah, sure. Go on. So you're, because I'm very ticklish. And your man started with the buzzer going at it. And every time he did, I was like, he's like, what, is everything okay? I'm like, I'm just laughing. I'm really ticklish. So every time he went for a little nip tuck just under here, a little scrape with the razor, I started bursting out laughing.
You were the worst customer ever.
Yes. Yes, I am. Are we doing a roll call?
We can do.
We'll do that after this. If you're getting down, baby, I want it now, baby. Come and get it on, baby. I want it now, baby. Never again.
Never again.
In fairness, I think the Golden Labrador is getting the next shot at it, so it's all right. 0874-100-102, Today FM. Take a little time to refresh your mind. Lil Nas X, that's what I want. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. And awake, actually. I'm on all the drugs. I'm on all the Coca-Cola Zero. Highly caffeinated and living the life, loving the music. When I say I'm on the drugs, by the way, I mean like painkillers for prescription medication.
Street legal all the way, Ray.
I was in at the physio this morning and Ben says, Lee, just leave it. Just forget the whole thing. He says, you just go back to bed. He says, you're a lost cause. Andrew's over there, 0874-100-102. Andrew?
Ray Foley, early riser, radio presenter, TV presenter, gentleman.
I don't know about the gentleman thing, though, Andrew. Is this English, Andrew?
I think so, I believe so, yeah.
It does sound like English.
In regards to the barbers, right?
Yeah.
I'm at that stage in my life that I just sit down and he automatically does my eyebrows because they look like two unruly caterpillars.
I do ask the barber at the end to do my eyebrows.
Wow.
And I always apologise before I ask.
My barbering boy, he asks me every time. And because he asks, I'm too thick to say yes. Whereas if he just did it, I'd let him. Or if he waited, if I asked, then I'd be fine with it.
Oh, I don't like a barber taking the initiative.
I don't want you to presume need it. How dare you? So he asks. I've got the same fella the last three or four times now, and every time he's asked, I've gone, no, I'm fine.
How is life? Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Andrew. We love you too, Andrew. Even though you're English. David's over there. 0874 100 102.
Ray, your laugh is gas.
What?
You actually sound like Muttley.
Well, my laugh is gas.
Yeah, your wheezing laugh. That one.
That's a fake laugh now. Sorry, man. Yeah.
Can't do it.
I can't do it either now.
Give us that again. Brilliant.
I'm doing it now. It's more of an Ian Dempsey laugh, isn't it?
It is. That's his, yeah, he's copyrighted that one.
As I age, Ian has a perfect wheezy, gaspy laugh. I can't do it now. He's, if I do it for real, I can do it. That's Motley there. He takes a bite out of the bone. And laugh. Oh, sorry, lads. Yeah, all right, boy. On show, lads. Let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP. On show, lads. Look at himself double jobbing on the TV and the radio. Also known as doing a Matt Cooper. Love the show. Hey. From Lucy. Hey, cheers, Lucy. On show, Ray, I won't be in for the... By the way, it's only a one-off. I love filling in, but if I was to do it on the regular, I would start to hate... I was going to say I'd start to hate myself. Probably Murren. Start to hate Murren. On show, Ray, I won't be in for the rest of the day. I'm far too busy sunning myself in beautiful Wicklow. No better place in the sunshine. Love the show. Hey, the Garden of Ireland, Abby. And you can say, Katrina says, you can still get bourbons and mint Viscounts in Lidl and maybe other supermarkets too, from Katrina. Katrina, we're not doing this again. We're not doing any more Jemembers.
Ray Foley.
Remember yesterday we were doing Jemembers?
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a
K. All right, I'm about to play Pink. If you want to do the fall at the end of Trust Fall, record it in for us now, just the word. And I want it completely off tune. I want it out of tune, off note. Just sounding wrong. Just the word fall. I need it on voice note.
Your chance to collaborate with internationally acclaimed artist Pink.
This is your chance. You can put your name on the musical map this afternoon. Just the word fall. Sung badly. Not bung sadly.
There's the wheezy laugh. That's the Muttley laugh right there.
Bung sadly. 0874 100102. Recorded it now. And I'll play it at the end of this on Today FM.
You're listening to Today FM.
Killers, Mr. Brightside, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. It's Wednesday. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
I'm well done on all your falls this afternoon. I have to say, Pink, she neglected to finish the song Trust Fall. She's letting the side down. I think Pink has been on the slide for a number of years now, and this is a perfect example of it. Really, she couldn't even be arse finishing the song. Trust Fall, her latest hit single from Pink. Usually a very diligent, very committed, very capable and able performer. And then she goes ahead and does this. Sorry, go on, Pink. I just hit the wrong button there. This is just a sickener, isn't it? It's just here, lads. Here.
That's all fine.
It's grand. And then she didn't put a fall at the end of it. So I was like, if anyone wants to collaborate with Pink, this is now your opportunity. This is your chance to throw a fall onto the end of Trust Fall. I've got loads of them. What if we just fall? What if we just fall? Thank you for all your falls this afternoon.
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous, it has to be said. What if we
just...
Well played. What if we just... Really going for it there, guys.
Taking it literally there, falling over while recording. Like
the actual falling. Perfectly captured the fall. Go again.
Oh, what if we just...
This could go on for days.
Oh, no.
I've got dozens of these now. All right, let's go.
Ray
Foley.
Was there a burp on that?
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best start with a K. Careplus.ie.
It's a little bit of VAT on that one.
Whoa, that was unnecessary. Stay on today, FM. I'm playing Taylor Swift for you next. Connie Ray Jepsen and Call Me Maybe. Or Jepsen. Is it a silent J?
Could be.
Or Jepsen. Connie Ray Jepsen there. Call Me Maybe. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
What have I got for you? We've got our holiday at the end of the week. Or I've got human composting.
Whoa, what would you like? Well, I'll do the holiday first.
There's a wide range of options there.
Tell us your stories. 0874 100 102. True stories from your life. A story that is remarkable and crazy and mad. Something that happened to you or something that's going on with you. Something in your life that makes us go, get away. Is there a butch way? Like a ho-ho-ho, manly way of doing
I don't think you can be surprised if you're a manly man.
Get away. No, it's a very much me thing, isn't it? Get away. And I need to say it in a get away kind of way. This week, we're giving you the chance to win a week-long holiday in sunny Malta. It's all thanks to Sunway, one of Ireland's most trusted holiday companies. If you're looking to book your summer holiday, check out sunway.ie for great value holidays to amazing destinations. Flights, hotels and transfers, hassle-free, all in one place. Sunway.ie.
Well, you can really tell you were on the telly this morning.
Why?
Very polished there.
It's the TV3 polish I've got there. Can you smell it? So our prize at the end of the week is sensational. A 7-night getaway for two in the 4-star Paradise Bay Resort in Melilla, Malta. Just send us your story. Voice note, record it into us, 0874 100 102. Make us say, get away.
That's a TV trainer right there.
The smell of polish there. Get it into us and we'll have a listen to them through the afternoon. But the draw's on Friday, so we want to get you in the draw if we can. Yeah, the human composting story. I find this fascinating. How would you like to be when you die? This is human composting. This is one of the options. It's the eco-friendly way to process your remains after death. While mulling over the choice between burial and cremation, you may not know that there's a third way to be laid to rest. Human composting. Washington, this is in America, Washington State joined Sweden in legalizing rapid human composting in 2020. And it's become the first US state to do so. And now New York and California have also passed legislation to do the same. Rapid composting. So when you die, instead of being buried, or instead of going for the cremation and going for the ashes, scattering the ashes option, you can go for composting instead.
Well, I mean, I wasn't aware of composting. I would have always said cremation. I've no problem. Go burn me up.
And it's not based on, like, I don't know, my upbringing, I suppose, would have always been the great, you know, the removal and the, when's the removal and the mass and then the burial or whatever. And we'll be having a few sandwiches afterwards. Anyone who wants to is welcome to join the family back at the hotel for the reception. I don't want any of that. I'd be more inclined to go cremation, scatter me wherever you fancy scattering me, throw me in a pond or a lake for all I care, maybe someplace you might want to visit, but not necessarily like the upkeep, like paying for like a headstone and the upkeep of a grave and having to make sure it's looked after. And
off license island Tesco for Ray.
Could you imagine someone's just, it's a Friday evening and someone's in just getting, they've got the few bits, they've got a tube of Pringles. I'd be in a tube of Pringles probably being scattered. I was like, what is this? Dust on the floor. This is that. That's Ray Foley. Any ideas? Any interest in ways to go? This human composting thing's interesting. At the end of it all, once you're composted, once your body or once your remains are composted, they give you a bag of compost that you can put in then in the flower bed or in the plants at home, and then that would be a sort of a similar. You could have it in the back garden, have it local, have it nearby.
So it's like the circle of life. That soil could be used to grow other things.
It could be. Any ideas? 0874 100 102. Years and years. This is Shine on Today FM. Memory, Put on the reading glasses. AJP, who am I?
I'm out of love. Set me free.
You need more tint to the glasses, Ray. More tint.
More tint to the glasses, don't I?
A blue tint there. Today FM playing the music you love.
Anastasia. I'm out of love.
Hello there. Good afternoon. Ray Foley in on Today FM. Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
This, we're talking about this composting thing. It's the details of it are fascinating. It's not here yet, this composting business. So instead of burial or cremation, you could also be composted, human composting. And I thought it was like, they just leave you there for a few years and then they dig you up or they come and get you and then they give you to your family or the remains then after that. They give the remains to your family and then your family gets a certain amount of soil that then... See, again, it's... Because if they used me in the back garden for like...
Topsoil, yeah.
A bit of topsoil or a bit in the lawn or for the rockery, then there would be a sort of an obligation that like, oh, we can't sell this house and go and live somewhere else because daddy's in the back garden. Whereas I'd be like, I don't want you to feel burdened or committed in any way, which again, I'm done with the... I suppose you can scatter the soil anywhere you like. So here's how, but it's not like years. It's rapid. It's like in the space in less than 2 months. So bodies are placed into a specially designed vessel with natural materials like wood chips or straw. Then microbes start the process of decomposition. It takes between 30 and 50 days.
Okay.
Once the body is turned into soil, metal objects like implants or pacemakers are removed. Sure, I'm mostly implants at this stage.
Do you have any piercings, right?
I'm 80%. Implant this stage. They'll be fine. I'll be going through the metal detector, buzzing left, right, and centre. So the metal objects are then removed, and then it's aerated for another month, and then the soil can be taken home by family. You get about a cubic yard of soil, supplying nutrients to plants. It's more environmentally friendly than cremation, and it doesn't involve any fossil fuels. Philip's over there, 0874-100-102. Philip, hello?
Well, Ray, I reckon going down the composting route.
Yeah, I think the same.
When you make it as far as that grow bag,
yeah,
and you plant some nice tomatoes in it, they're ripening up nice and red.
Yeah.
Somebody's bound to get indigestion when they find out what they're eating.
I think I'd make a very bitter tomato.
Do you think?
Oh, I'd be very acidic. Okay. I'd be repeating on you.
I'd say you'd have rich ashes, though, Ray.
I had a very...
A lot of nutrients in there.
Very fruity.
Very sweet and fruity.
Everyone loves to have a pop at Ray. I tell my husband to divide my ashes in three and bring me to three beaches. Rocky Bay in Cork, Zealand Pier in West Cork, and Spanish Point in West Clare. Anyone who wants to remember me just needs to go to a beach from Niamh. See, I like this idea, Niamh, and there's no obligation. Your family or your loved ones who remain behind... We'll have these places to visit rather than the obligation of minding a grave or something like that. Ray, definitely want to be cremated. It'll be my only choice of leaving a smoking hot body. Hello! From Stuart in Dublin, love the show. Hey! And scrap my body for parts and feck what's left over the ditch on the way home from Rory. That's actually a good point as well. Yeah. If there's any, but there's not, none of what's left of me is going to be of any use. But should they find a use that someone might be able to use it, a big toe or something.
Could I interest you in one of my organs, Ray? If you had your pick, like.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
No, your brand. Yeah. Let me call my... It's ringing. My... I don't know what my remains person.
After life care.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, yes.
Hello there, Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No bother. I was reading about this. This is a story about the human composting, and it's sort of presented as if there's only the two options. There's the burial, and then there's the cremation. But you also do another option.
Yes, we're opening. It's actually Europe's first water cremation facility in Navan, hopefully in the next 2 months. So,
wow.
Yeah, very exciting. I just believe everyone should have, I suppose, an end-of-life choice that's affordable, sustainable, and, you know, a reflection of the life that's lived.
Well, this is very different now to cremation. I suppose a lot of people, the issue people would have with cremation is that it actually, it's not very carbon neutral. It requires a lot of fire, a lot of flame, and a lot of burning. For a cremation, but yours is an alternative. What is it with the water then? How does that work?
So the process itself uses a solution which is 95% water and 5% of an alkaline. So an alkaline is like potassium hydroxide. It's the complete opposite of an acid, because people often think it's an acid, but it's the opposite. It's a basic, yes.
Gotcha.
And what that does is it speeds up the natural decomposition of the body that would happen by soil bacteria, but because we can do it under controlled conditions, it takes about 3.5 to 4 hours to complete the process.
What?
That's quick.
I was saying like 2 months was fast. This is only a matter of hours. So it's sort of similar or akin to a cremation situation in that it happens pretty quickly, but it's by a different means. Is there would you be doing a kind of a service then at around, because I suppose people expect a sort of a get together or a sort of a moment to say their goodbyes or pay their respects. Would that be all part of the package then?
Yeah, we have two different funeral packages which are available. Right. So one is through your local undertaker. We have a chapel on site that can hold about 120 people. We have live streaming and everything available.
All right.
So you can have your family committal service in the chapel, and then you hand your loved one over to us, and we perform the resumation. And included in the package would also be your biodegradable and compostable urn. And then we offer also, it's amazing the amount of people that just want a kind of more direct option.
Yeah.
So that's whereby the family can just ring us, we go collect your loved one, bring it to our facility. You still have your 40 minutes use of the chapel. We look after all the paperwork and everything like that. There's no need for a coffin. There's no need for embalming. So it's just a much, much more greener.
Direct way to it. And it's interesting, I suppose, and it's worth having a discussion. I suppose that's the other funny thing is that an awful lot of us don't actually think of, we're like, well, I'll be gone. I don't care what you do with me. But it is something that people, I suppose, would like to think about. If you've got a preference, it's worth putting in the call either to the undertaker or directly to you. So you're saying it's only a matter of minutes, really. It wouldn't be months waiting. What did you call it? Resumation, is it?
Resumation, yeah. And company name is Pure Reflections. So the first facility is based in Navan.
Okay.
And as I say, in 2 months' time, we will have our opening, and I'll be inviting everyone to come to understand the process, to touch the machine, see it, so that it demystifies everything. Because I think, you know, for a long time, people want to talk about funerals and want to know what happens, but it just hasn't been available to them.
Can I ask what's left afterwards? We were talking about, obviously, there's ashes from a crematorium. You get compost from the composting situation. What do you get at the end of it? I mean, physically, like, aside from, you know, the experience.
So what ashes are basically, they're the bones of your loved one.
Right.
So you still receive the bones of your loved one. We call them hydrolyzed remains, but they're basically, they're ashes, which, you know what I mean, except we don't burn. There's no burning. Our process is completely carbon neutral. Mm-hmm. But it's the hydrolyzed remains, so it's basically it's the bones of your loved one. The same as what you would get from a flame cremation, except done through a different process.
I'm just wondering, I wouldn't like for them to be getting, you know, a huge, massive containers or a huge plastic Tupperware of me. It'd be small enough amount of me left by the time they'll have something to scatter once I'm gone, yeah?
Oh, well, it's similar with resumation, because of the gentle process that it is. You actually receive 30% more bones of your loved one because all the bones are completely unharmed.
Oh, I got you. Right, it's fascinating. Your website, purereflections.ie. Elizabeth, thanks so much for taking the call. It's another option worth knowing.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, bye. Bye. Right, well, that's something else to think of. You could go for that. Less of a carbon footprint. Minimizing my carbon footprint. I wouldn't have much of a footprint by the time I was done.
No.
Of course, no. We've very little of me left. Any more options? 0874-100-102. The less of me, the better. Someone just texted about composting, that I'm mostly compost already. I think that's what I want.
Ray Foley.
I think that kind of discussion.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
Cheryl Crow and All I Want to Do. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Johnny texted, he said, I had many a happy day. We were talking about cremations and talking about burials and getting turned into compost, if you want. Loads of options now, I suppose. He says, I had many a happy day in my youth building sandcastles with my granny. Until my mum would shout, would you put those ashes back in the urn, please? That's very sweet, actually. Isn't it lovely? Lovely memories. Memories to make with your granny. Literally. A holiday to give away at the end of the week. This is in Malta. All thanks to sunway.ie. We want to tell you to get away. Who's this, Paul, is it?
Yeah.
It's ringing. It's still ringing.
Yeah, good strong ringtone there.
Solid.
Hello.
Hello, is it Paula?
No, you have Elizabeth back on here.
Ah, oh, jeez, Elizabeth, I'm after calling the wrong bloody number. I redialed you.
I've got more if you want.
Do you know what? JP gave me your number again.
What?
Do you mind giving me the right number this time? No bother. Cheers, Elizabeth. Sorry for ringing you back.
Bye.
Bye. Do you want me to call the right number this time, JP? Do you have it?
That would probably work.
Can I have it then?
Yeah, I have it here. Oh, I don't have it printed out.
I need to put it in here, so if you wouldn't mind giving me the number.
1 second.
Right, we'll go again then.
Back at the call.
It's ringing again. This is Paula this time, is it? We're ringing Elizabeth.
Definitely Paula.
Hello, this is Paula.
Paula. Oh, do you know what? You're a sight for sore eyes. You're a sound for sore ears, I tell you. Delighted to get through to you. We're trying to do this getaway.
Getaway. Vagina monologues in Carrick on Shore.
You're doing the vagina monologue. Are you a performer in the vagina monologues?
I am.
Wow,
yeah.
Of course that's a play. Yeah. So tell us, how's your vagina monologues?
Oh my, well, I don't know, a bit dry at the moment, you know.
Paula, come on. Would you mind giving us a little bit of your vagina monologues?
Oh, of course I will, yeah.
Can you do it now?
Yeah.
Give us a bit of a live performance, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, so you have to like hair to like the vagina. Some people don't like hair. My first and only husband hated hair. He made me shave my vagina.
All right, okay.
Lovely. Just a little taste of there.
Lovely,
that's fine.
Little taste of there. Well performed.
What a performance.
It's sensational. And have you performed before in the vagina monologues, Paula?
We did it in Clamel. I'm from Carrick on Shore. We did it in Clamel for Coon Fair.
Right.
Pop-up theatre. So we're going doing it in Brewery Lane now on the 17th of May. And then we're bringing it to Kilcash.
Right, and our tickets still available? Might as well do a plug while we're at it then.
Oh yeah, there's tickets. You can get your tickets online.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Brewery Lane, Carrick on Shore.
Okay.
Down to Tipperary. Great little theatre.
Do you like performing? Do you like being on stage?
I love being on stage, yeah.
Who are the other performers? Who else is going to be in it?
Well, we have Catherine Shine, our Suzanne Shine. Trisha Hart actually produced it. She's from Kilsheelan.
Right, okay.
And there's about 10 of us in it. Loads of different monologues. It went down very well now, you know.
Class, it's supposed to be sensational. I've only heard good things about it, but I've never actually seen it live. So yes. If anyone wants to get your tickets, they can grab them online. And I'm going to put you in. Well, do you know what? If that doesn't earn a
get away,
I don't know what does. So we're going to do the draw on Friday. So stay listening and we could be pulling your name out of the hat.
Okay. And Ray.
What?
I love the show.
Ray Foley. Thanks for listening.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Any issues with the monologue, you can send your emails to jp@todayfm.com. For that's our email address. And I'm playing Mae Stevens next. I tell you what, Mae Stevens, if we ever broke up, this is Today FM. I tell you, Paula's going to be flogging tickets for her Vagina Monologues show. The amount of reaction, the amount of love for Paula this afternoon is insane. Sean texted as well. He said, give Paula her own show. Love her. From Sean and Tara texted, Ray, I'd say you could be getting a few complaints about the vagina monologues, the media watchdog and broadcasting and media society. I suppose, you know what, actually, we should be more considerate as well. If there could be people listening that wouldn't necessarily be up for engaging in that kind of content.
Yes, what is the name of this radio station?
Yes, this is Today FM.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm going to be reporting you and your stupid, ignorant show to the watchdog on discrimination in media broadcasting society.
Ray Foley.
You're dead right too, actually.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie. Today FM.
And a reminder once again, our email address is jp@todayfm.com.
Thank you.
For any and all correspondence relating to today's broadcast. Niall Horan and Coldplay next. Niall Horan and Heaven. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Oh, you caught me on the hop there, I tell you. Good afternoon, Riff, fully in and out. This is JP.
Hi.
I'm feeling great. We've got a trip to Malta to give away at the end of the week. We want to say, get away. Or in unison, it would sound like,
get away. Honestly. All week long.
Oh, you are a dose. It's ringing. Who's this we're ringing?
Lorraine.
We're going to get you into win a Sunway trip to Malta at the end of the week. We're doing a draw on Friday afternoon. And the phone is ringing. And Lorraine said she had a story for us, but now she's answering the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Lorraine, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Oh, middling to rough. Where in the world are you, Lorraine?
I'm ringing from Burr in County Offaly.
I've heard of it. And
Offaly.
Yeah, Offaly, yeah. Burr.
Oh, yeah, awfully nice.
Oh, it's awfully nice, but very cold. fine telescope and a castle there, I believe.
That's correct.
I'm well versed in Burr. So tell us, what's your story? Make us say to you, get away.
My story is we went on a foreign holiday to Termolinas, myself, my mother, my daughter, my partner, and we're on the beach. So myself and my partner took my daughter's Lilo while she was making sandcastles.
Okay. And like a floaty Lilo thing in the water, is it?
Yeah, it's a floaty Lilo thing in the water.
Okay.
And next minute, a wave went right over our heads.
Uh-huh.
And Paul, my partner, shouted, "Oh, Lorraine, my teeth!" I said, "Excuse me, my teeth are gone." So the wave took his false teeth away. My mother was shouting, "Lorraine, Jennifer's Lilo!" I said, "That's the Lilo. Paul's teeth are gone."
So hang on. Did you get the teeth back?
No! We walked up and down for about four hours.
But they're away on holidays. They're nowhere near home. Mm. Did he have spares?
No. We're in Termolinas. No, he don't bring a spare teeth on your holiday.
So he had to suck his dinner for the entire rest of the time you were there?
He had to suck his dinner and his tongue and everything else.
He was having soup for the dinner. How much longer did you have in Termolinas?
We had 6 more days to go.
Oh, Jake, it's the whole holiday, that is. Poor Paul. And the Lilo, did you get the Lilo back at least?
No, we didn't.
No, that's it. No. I tell you, it's a wreck of a holiday. Maybe we'll have a nicer holiday for you on Friday. We've got the draw to Malta, all thanks to sunway.ie. We'll put you in our draw to get away. Cheers, Lorraine.
God bless, guys. God bless.
Bye. All right, more of your stories to make us say getaway. For your chance to win a 7-night getaway for two at the 4-star Paradise Bay Resort in Melihah in Malta, just get your stories into us on voice note 0874 100 102. For your summer holiday, check out sunway.ie.
This is the house that funk builds.
Groove Armada style.
All right, I'm checking all you out this evening. I see you sitting around.
Duke Dumont and I Got You. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. And I'm afraid that's all we've got time for on our show today. Yeah. Once again, the clock is against us. And I must hand over to Mr. Cooper for the last word on the way next. There was an awful lot of things that we'd planned, but unfortunately we didn't get to do on the show today. Including the Angina Monologues, where we launch our new stage show, which highlights the medical issue angina, or chest pain, caused by insufficient blood flow to the heart in the Angina Monologues. We didn't get to do the Indochina Monologues, where we launch our new stage show. It's all about Southeast Asia in the Indochina Monologues.
Yep.
And we didn't get to do the Vagina Mondologues, where Mondo from Fair City actor George McMahon tells us he's launching his own stage version of the Vagina Monologues in the Vagina Mondologues. Maybe we'll get to do that on the air tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
I've just got some great news.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper is on the way.
Yes. Ray Foley. With Care.